Welcome to season two of Motivate Me, a show where we interview people who have incorporated a passion into their lives in order to inspire you, my fellow motivators, to do the same. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's episode. It's a very special episode today because this airs actually tomorrow. Tomorrow is Monday, and it is our 200th episode. 200 episodes. Something you may not know is we officially launched Motivate Me on August 1st. iTunes aired us a couple days before that, like July 27th, but our technical launch date is August 1st. And really cool to know is that we're heading out on our 50-state road trip this week, and our return date is August 1st. So we will be back at the Jersey Shore. It will be our one-year anniversary, and we are going to have a lot more than just 200 episodes under our belt. Well, we could possibly, you know, by a year from now, could be doubling that. And I'm actually talking to somebody who's sitting next to me right now, and I'm going to tell you who that is in a minute. But also important, when you're listening to this episode on Monday, I will either be driving to the airport or be at the airport, driving back from the airport, or hanging out with my crew. They are flying in, and Chelsea Rathy is from Montana, recently just moved to Arizona. She's my assistant and social marketer, and Cassie Hunter, who is my cinematographer and photographer, and she is flying in from Louisiana, but she also works out of LA. So very exciting. They will be on tomorrow's episode with me. However, so episode 201, they will be on that episode. However, sitting next to me right now is my number one person in the whole wide world. Number one, bar none. And John is close. And no, it is not Olive. Okay. My daughter, Mackenzie, is here, and she has been an absolute hero this weekend, helping me prepare. I mean, I can't even tell you. And that's really what we're going to talk about today, is that preparation process. And, you know, they always say face your fears. It's not that strong people don't have them. It's that they push through them and do it anyway. And there's been a lot of that going on. So we're going to talk about some of that. And we're also going to talk about, you know, how does it feel for my daughter, for her mom to be leaving for 3 months, and whatever she's feeling about that. And I think this is really important for all of us, because I think that's probably the number one thing that prevents us from acting on our own passions, getting outside of our comfort zones, pulling from our support systems, because, you know, how are we inconveniencing those around us? And it is an inconvenience. Trust me, it's a focus shift, and it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be something as time consuming as what I'm doing. It could be simply that you want to go to the gym 3 days a week, or you want to go back to college. And these things, just like me, cost money, take time. And it's a shift of focus, because sometimes, guess what? You're a priority. And that's hard. It's hard for a lot of us. So without further ado, Mackenzie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Motivate Me listeners. I'm so excited to be here. Such an exciting time. And I feel honored to be episode 200. Thank you.
Yes, that's awesome. So, you know, we do start the show with a quote. Do you have one you want to share to everybody?
Yes. And it is one that my mom, I don't know who made it up or what, but it's definitely been ingrained in our family my entire life. And that is very short and sweet. Work hard, play hard. And I think that that is going to be something that you definitely do on this trip. Something you and I did this weekend. So I think that that's something that I just live and breathe. It's you work hard. And I'm a professor, and I told my class in my intro lesson that I'm the first person to be up till 3 a.m. working on something. And I'm also the first person at happy hour on a Friday. So you have to reward yourself, but also it doesn't feel as good if you don't work super hard.
Yeah, it's definitely a balance. And I agree with that. So tell everybody, because, you know, Mackenzie is one of those people who she just loves to be home. She really loves to set up her little nest at home, and she likes to have people there, and she likes to take care of people, and she's in love, and she's got all of those things going on. She has no desire to be in the spotlight. You know, she wants to be a mom, a wife first, all of those great things. And family is number one to her. And so it would be really easy, Kenz, for you to look at what I'm doing, not get it, not understand it, not want to be a part of it. And you personally don't really want to be that big of a part of it.
Well, it's not that I don't want to be that big of a part of it. I'm just such a worrywart, and I'm so safe that all of this is so above my head and scares me. So I feel that the fear of watching this and just how outside of my mind it is pushes me away from it. Not that I don't want to be involved in it, but I definitely feel scared. And I think that that fear stifles my ability to be involved in it. Not that that's fair, honestly, but it is scary. And it's so far from who I am that it's hard for me to understand it, just because I'm in such a place right now where I'm like, I go to work, I come home, I like the routine, and I just can't imagine doing something this brave. So not that I don't want to be involved, I feel.
No, but when I say you don't want to be involved, I mean, like, you're not a spotlight person. So where your boyfriend is, he loves a spotlight, and he could find himself in a big spotlight one day. And you're just, you know, kind of the guide on the side.
Totally. I definitely feel like I'm a rock in those situations, kind of like the anchor rather than the creative, you know, traveler. I'm more at home ready for when you get back.
Like your dad.
Keeping down the fort.
Like,
yeah.
Like your dad. Definitely. You and dad are a lot alike.
Definitely.
So what do you think about this whole idea in general? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I can't even believe this is my mom. That's the first thing. And that you don't let anybody tell you what you can and cannot do. Not that I haven't seen a lot of fear and a lot of emotions through this. It's not like you're completely confident in every minute of every day about having everything under control, but that makes it so real and so human. And I think that we got a lot of great quality time together this weekend in order to buy, pack, plan, build, prep, all kinds of stuff that I just am so mesmerized and also overwhelmed with you and can't imagine all the anxiety you must feel, but also equally how much excitement this must feel.
You know, just to give everybody a picture of what today looked like, okay?
No, let's start with Friday.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it's not all work.
Okay, let's start with Friday.
On Friday, we opened some Pinot Noir.
Okay, and first you colored my hair.
Oh, yes. I colored her hair and at like 9 o'clock at night. And no, I'm just kidding. And we ordered pizza with all kinds of toppings and galamad and opened some Pinot Noir. And we sat on the couch and we talked about all the things we had to do without actually doing anything.
And then we had a selfie photo sesh.
We had a selfie photo sesh, and I made mom promise me that she'd still eat cold galamad with me when she came home, that she wouldn't be above it when she got back. But then we woke up.
How can you be above cold pizza and cold galamad? Especially when you get to pay $42 for it to be delivered and it comes cold. Yes. That's awesome.
Really, you're starting at the bottom.
Yes. When you call back and you say, can you please recalculate $42 for a pizza and an order of galamad?
Yep. And we're like, okay.
Oh, all right then. Wanted to know.
Yeah. And then we woke up on Saturday, guns a-blazing, ready to start the weekend. We did pedicures and nails, which obviously are important. We told Maggie, the pedicurist that mom always goes to, this has to get her to for 3 months or whenever she can get there. So that was really funny.
I think I told her it had to get me to Hawaii.
Yeah. Get me to Hawaii, Maggie.
Get my toes to Hawaii. And I told Maggie I would be calling her out. So Maggie, hashtag Magda, hashtag Kokomo.
I love you, Tom's River.
I love you and thank you for everything. You're amazing. I'm sorry my feet are always so dry. I told her it was arm day when she was sanding my feet.
Because she took so much effort.
Poor. I feel bad for Maggie now.
So then we did a lot of shopping and
Oh my gosh, the shopping.
So much shopping. Things we needed. We got a lot of Motivate Me colors, which was a lot of fun. A lot of cobalt blue and obviously a lot of black to represent New Jersey. Had to happen.
I only wear black. It's hard.
I know. And what I think people don't realize about what you're doing is how much of this you've really done on your own. Like, really, though. And I don't think that you would ever stand up and be like, ever applaud that, or you're too proud and too humble to actually explain to people all the things you're doing. You're reaching out. You're building an itinerary. You're calculating mileage and timing and events, interviews, excursions. But not only are you planning it, you're planning based on time zones and sleeping and all of that kind of stuff.
Laundry and oil changes, apparently.
Right. Laundry and oil changes and nails and hair color and all that kind of stuff. But also, since you are a loving wife and mother, you want the fridge clean, the laundry done, you know, all the stuff so that when you leave for 3 months that this place is ready to your standards, which are pretty high, but you just want to leave it in a place that you're proud of.
Well, we're having company tomorrow.
Right. No, exactly.
Today.
Food shopping, Costco, everything.
Right.
So I think that every turn there's something, and there's a lot of surprises for the crew that you've taken so much care and consideration to build and order and stuff like
that. And
you
helped me with.
Right. And so, and even one pagers and flyers and release forms and contracts and all that kind of stuff. Everything takes time. You didn't start yesterday. You've continued to do this for months and months. So I think that watching it all kind of come together has been overwhelming, but also amazing, because for the most part, it's pretty much coming to a close. And I think that excitement will start to kick in and you will feel less nervous.
Well, I think when the girls get here and we finish the itinerary together, because there's some things that I do need them for and some things that I still need to finish. And honestly, like, just so everybody knows, we have some really cool things going on, like really cool things, and some cool things might come together even today. I was speaking with a NASCAR driver in Indiana for Indy 500, and he wants to be on the show. We do an interview with him in Indiana as long as he is available. So he connected me with his PR person, so that would be great. And there's also a personal chef in Indianapolis who is, you know, has high profile clients, and he left a different career to do this. And he, all over his Instagram, is so about everything that, you know, this show is about. I know that we're going to connect. So, and meanwhile, you know, I'm doing something I've never done in each state. So speaking of Indiana and Indianapolis, we had Karen Babb Newhall on the show, and her passion is her border collies. And it's something that I'm going to do in that state that I've never done before, is I'm going to herd sheep with her border collie.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Orchestrating an interview and something to do and a place to sleep and all those types of things, and staying safe and, you know, watching our time zones and calculations has definitely been challenging, you know?
Definitely.
For me, I think my hardest thing is leaving home, missing my family.
Yep. And we just got some news today that Dad's work schedule isn't coinciding the way that we would have liked to the support that we want and need, or you want and need from your husband. And so that is frustrating, but like anything else, we manage and we make sure that we just get through it and we take small steps and everything like that, and we can just do as much as we can do.
And it's hard too, because he wants to be here more too for us, but he is, you know, I mean, I'm used to this. This has been going on, you know, our whole marriage, like 20, almost 9 years. So it is what it is. For you, what are you, is there anything I should say that you are most wishing that you could do while we're on the trip? Is there anything that you're like, man, I wish I could be there for that?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I definitely would love to be there for places that are just so well known and crazy and fun. Like, I would love to be in Alaska. I think that would be so cool. And the fact that when we're packing all of your stuff, we're like, okay, it's the summer, so you'll be in California and Hawaii, but you're also going to be in Alaska. Like, the fact that you have to go from that climate to, I'm guessing Alaska is cold, that would just be a cool experience. And that's not even something you're doing. I'm just saying climate-wise, that would be really cool.
We're going to be there Memorial Day weekend, and they said their season doesn't start until after Memorial Day weekend, like just after Memorial Day weekend, because it's still chilly there.
Wow, and so cool. And I also think that definitely the drag queen, I would love to experience that. And
she's referring to New Orleans.
Yes. Which in and of itself, I would like to, that is just going to be a blast. So I definitely think that along the way, as I see all the footage that comes out on Motivate Me TV and the text that I'm sure you and I will share, I'm going to be wanting to do majority of what you're talking about. And listening to the podcast along the way, I'm going to be itching to be there, which I do get to be there for some of it. So I think that that will definitely quench my thirst. But I think that watching all the things that you experience is going to make me so proud, but definitely a little jealous. I'm going to want to be there doing it with you.
Yes. And when Dad was on the show, we told everybody, you guys will come to Iowa, spend 3 nights there, rent a car, yep, follow behind us to Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And something really neat, because I'm sure everybody's wondering, well, where is everybody staying? Well, I will typically be staying with my crew and not with my family, because we are shooting footage and we are shooting a documentary. And it's very important for the crew to stay together in order to keep that relationship going and growing. So something neat, though, is in Nebraska, we're going to be staying at a bed and breakfast. And so we're going to all stay together at one big bed and breakfast. And there's only two other rooms that we are not taking up, because we have some other friends and family coming from Iowa to meet us there. So one room is booked. So we know that there's going to be one other group there. And so maybe we'll get to interview them.
Yes.
So what is your greatest concern?
Definitely safety. Safety is my number one concern above all else. I have like the most irrational thoughts ever. Like I'm like, well, you know, what if there's a drunk driver? Or what if, you know, someone's texting and driving? You know, what if somebody gets tired? I don't want you to have any issues to where we can't get to you or you can't get to us. You know, it's just scary. But in the same token, any of that could happen here. But it's just anything can happen at any time. And it's 3 months. It's just scary.
And anything can happen anywhere. You know, you're right. And the other thing is, you know, and just so everybody knows, we don't have any night driving planned. All of our driving will be done really before 8 o'clock at night.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah, definitely. So is there one favor I can do for you while I'm on the road? Because I have one that I'm going to ask you to do for me.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Definitely. I say, although I'll be following eagerly all of the posts and the podcasts and the YouTube channel and all of that great stuff, I definitely want to just keep checking in together to make sure you're okay. Make sure if you need anything, because I'll be the first person to be like, I'm sending you a care package to your next location. What do you need? What are you low on? Because I don't want things that I can control and help with to hold you back. I definitely want to support as much as I can along the way, be, you know, an ear to listen to anything if you want to call. I don't want our communication to stop, because that's a long time and we communicate every single day in some form or fashion. So I definitely would just ask to keep me in mind and texting me.
Well, because one of the things you said was you didn't want me getting closer to Cassie and Chelsea than you, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm an only child and I get jealous if she gives the dog more attention. So I'm like, are you going to like them more than me?
Never, never, never. How could never, ever. Okay, so I have a favor that I'm going to ask you.
What?
Besides keeping an eye on your dad. Don't let him eat like crap all the time and make sure he washes his clothes and all that.
I'll try my best.
Okay. Don't call me on the phone and go, Mom. And I'm like, what? Wait till you see what they did to my nails. Oh my God. They are not the same size. They are not the same shape. All I'm asking you to do is
prioritize
start the call with, hi, Mom. Okay. Unless there is a real problem. If there's a real problem and I hear you go, Mom, like that, I'm going to stop everything I'm doing. So, and my heart's going to drop. So you cannot start a conversation unless there is a problem like that. Otherwise, hi, Mom. And then go on and complain about your nail guy.
Right. I probably won't call you given the nature of all of this.
No, if I need to talk to you,
I'll be like, hey,
you can't not call me.
Well, no, I'll probably text you and be like, hey, when you get a set, can you give me a ring?
Just call me.
Mom, but no. If I like really want to talk to you about something pressing,
you know you're
gonna I will, but like I probably won't have anything pressing. I don't want to scare you. I scared Dad today while he was
while he was sleeping for a password.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. I know that today we're sitting at the kitchen table and you are punching out amazing contracts for me that I really needed. And I mean, and then clean the refrigerator for me and help me put all the groceries away and did all of these amazing things for me, the dishes and like such an amazing help. And it was just so cool to share that with you. We've shared a lot of those types of situations where we're working at the kitchen table together and one of us is getting something done and we're both helping. And it's always a great time, even though it's, you know, got a lot of pressure. It can be frustrating, nerve-wracking, emotional. We had some tears going on. I'm going to miss home. I told everybody, but expect it. I'm going to miss dad. I'm going to miss these things because I am just like them. I'm just like everybody else. And if they, you know, had an idea that they wanted to do, it's not easy. It's hard to do, but hopefully it's going to be one that I look back and I don't regret doing, you know, because while we're doing all that, I'm getting emails and messages, right, from race car drivers and from high profile chefs, right, and from artists and things all on a Sunday while we're at the same time, you know, I'm working on the itinerary and we're doing contracts and we're putting away groceries and dad's texting us from Costco and all of those things. And I just want to tell everybody, you know, like I needed you to hug me today. You know, like seriously, you were the mom at one point today. You comforted me. And I want to thank you for all of that support. And I just want to tell everybody that, you know, even though it is hard and it's emotional and it's fearful at times, push through anyway and just see what's on the other side because it could be really, really awesome.
Definitely. And I think that when we sat across the table and we're eating our dinner and you look at me with your tear-filled eyes and you said, this is what the fear and this and the embarrassment and all the stuff that holds people back looks like. This is exactly what it looks like. I'm feeling it. I hope I know what I'm doing. And I said, it's not enough to not do it. If anybody can do this, it is you. And you have done such a great job at not letting it all hold you back, being real with your emotions, saying you're scared when you're scared, saying you got this when you feel you got this. And I think that, like we said, the small steps along the way that get finished come off your plate and you have more headspace to deal with the next thing. And that is what we have to do. And come Wednesday on this amazing send-off party, your bags are going to be packed, your binders are going to be made, your forms are going to be printed, your crew is going to be here. And I really think that you'll be still nervous and, you know, you have to say your goodbyes and that's really hard. But I think once you get, like we said, your first five states, I would say, learning how to unpack and work all the equipment and the structure and the relationships of the roles you and Cassie and Chelsea kind of take, everything is going to get into a flow. And, you know, the best and worst thing about this trip is that it ends, because the worst part about it is you don't want to leave this amazing experience. But the best part about it is that you get to come home and share it in ways that you want to. You get to collect this information and share your stories and the inspirations you felt to your listeners. And through a bunch of really cool ways, you have this unheard of relationship, I'm sure, that you'll build with Cassie and Chelsea that only the three of you will ever be able to talk to, that you've only experienced with them. So I think that you are going to be absolutely fine and you're going to find that it is amazing. You will never be the same ever, 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 but in the best ways. You really will.
Thank you so much, Kenz.
I love you.
I love you too. That's it, everybody. Remember, you all motivate me and you're going to see that day by day.
Oh, there she goes.
Day by day. All right, everybody. Talk to you with Cassie and Chelsea in tomorrow's episode. Visit our website, motivatemepodcast.com, for links to all of our social media, for our Motivate Me YouTube channel, where we're posting video of our trip, and for an application to be on the show. There is also Motivate Me merchandise on our site, as well as the ability to contribute a tank of gas or more to our road trip if you so desire. There are 191 episodes in season one, and season two is going to consist of the journey my crew and I experience as we travel around each of the 50 states interviewing people about passion. When we return, those episodes will air, and that will be season three. So let us take you on this journey and let us motivate you to take action in your own life. If you enjoy this show, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. This enables us to reach out to more of you. And the world keeps turning and I just keep moving along. Oh.